The Curious Couple, Episode 53.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And we are on the road once again, doing our podcast from the car.
I feel like we need to get some kind of headset so we don't look so weird driving down the road with literally microphones in our hands.
That's right. Well, Happy New Year. This is 2017, and we are coming back from a New Year's Eve celebration. And thanks for listening to us again for another year.
Another year. How long have we been doing this? Someone asked me that this weekend.
How long have we been doing the podcast?
Yeah, I said 3 years.
2014.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years.
Yeah, and then I think we started podcasting about a year into it.
Yeah.
Because our first few podcasts were stories of us coming up and learning and figuring it out.
Right, but it was, I mean, it wasn't too far.
No.
Too far in.
Yeah.
Enough that we've probably told most of our stories.
I'm pretty sure if they've listened to 52 episodes prior to this one, you've heard most of what we have to offer.
Right.
So if I appreciate you putting up with my nasal congestion I have going on. I'll try not to make any gross sounds into the microphone, but
we can edit it out.
Yeah, I'll try to edit that out. Been trying to kick this thing for about a week now.
Most people that listen assume that we're driving back from Dallas, yeah, which is correct. Oh, you did?
Yep.
So we, and for those of you that maybe haven't been listening to the last two or three episodes, we are now 4 months pregnant. So that adds a new, very interesting element to our extracurricular activities.
It is a unique time in the swinger world.
It's a unique time period.
True. Just in our own sex lives.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. So the first couple months were rough, and there were probably weeks that went by that I didn't even want to have sex with you. So I'm sure T was nervous. Because I think going into this, we had conversations about, you know, as long as I feel fine, I don't have any problems continuing some of our fun, and I think my comfort level is
going into the pregnancy or going into this weekend.
Going into the pregnancy. So I was just going to lay the groundwork, and I, even thinking about it before we were in this position, it was, my comfort level has always been with people that we know and trust. You know, over the last couple of years, we've formed some close friendships with a handful of couples that, It's an interesting position for me to be in, because I'm extra sensitive. I'm carrying a child. I don't know how to really describe it. It's weird.
Okay, let me jump in there and describe some of the extra sensitivities. So physically, you are more sensitive when having sex.
Yeah.
Like, I can just tell in the times that we're doing it, it's, okay, you're squishing me here, and yeah, don't touch my nipples. They're so sensitive, and, you know, there's just a lot more conscious thought going into sex based, yeah, around your sensitivities physically.
Right.
And then there's also the emotional sensitivities.
That's just physically.
So.
True. Yeah. And if you haven't listened to the last episode, maybe you should. You get a good taste of the emotional sensitivity.
What was the last?
We kind of got into it a little bit.
Oh, right.
Our last trip.
Yes. Yes.
I'm fragile a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, it's not that bad. I'm not crying every day. I'm not,
well,
like,
if you're listening, here we are coming back from a swinger party.
Yeah.
You know, and she's 4 months pregnant. I am not complaining at all. She's a trooper, and you guys, yeah, hear me say that all the time. She's game.
So I don't want it to sound like I'm taking one for the team, like, oh, I'm such a trooper, I'm gonna go down and pretend to have fun. I truly enjoy being around these people. And when I say these people, I don't mean really anybody in particular. I just mean I like these environments. It's fun. And
you're a social being. You like parties.
I don't want to give that up just because I'm pregnant. And plus, there's a part of me that knows that after the baby, there's going to be some time where we can't do this as much as we have been. So kind of wanting to take advantage of the time that we do have.
Sure.
To go down there and, you know, right now we're in a situation where it's easy for us to get away for a weekend, and that's not really going to be as easy in the next probably couple of years. So,
yeah.
That being said, I did have to practice staying up late for a couple of nights in preparation. That was actually the biggest challenge, is how am I going to stay up until midnight, let alone, you know, 2-3 in the morning.
And a reminder that everyone's drinking and you're sober. And so that's a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, gosh, we could make a whole podcast on that. That's an interesting dynamic too, because not that I need to drink to have a good time, but anybody that's listening to this, that's been in those situations, knows that it's just easier. It's more comfortable when you can have a drink and everybody's drinking. There's not anybody there that's not drinking.
Right.
And I don't ever get drunk, you know, but I'm,
well, that's not say never.
Well, anymore.
Right.
It's been a while.
Right.
I don't, I couldn't have done this 3 years ago. No way. But now it's a social, you know, gathering of people, and having a couple drinks makes it easy to.
And in this case, we went to a party that was hosted by people we didn't know or just had met previously. And so there was basically, I don't know how many couples were there, but quite a few. And
a lot,
we only knew, had met a few before. But there was a lot of people we didn't know. And so
going
into it, we only
knew one couple.
Right. So, you know, it's a lot of meeting new people and socializing. And that was my preference when we were determining where do we party for New Year's. Do we go to one of these hotel takeovers? Do we go to Colette? My preference is always house parties, for the main reason, because I like to socialize and talk. It's not so much about, you know, being
dance floor
and loud music. I'd rather talk to people and get to know them. And and so that's why I was pushing more for the house party option.
And this was, I mean, turned out to be great for that. We met a lot
of
really
gorgeous
cool
house, nice people.
Yeah.
It was good. They throw great parties.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, I knew that I was going to be going to places where I couldn't drink, and I knew that would be a challenge. I knew, you know, that I might get some looks, or because I'm starting to look pregnant.
Yeah, let's address that. So you had a very pretty dress, but I would say if I didn't know you, and we talked about this before, we never assume somebody's pregnant based on never wanting to put our
foot in the mouth. Yeah, you don't walk up and introduce yourself to somebody and go, "Oh, are you pregnant?"
Yeah, but I mean, if you know A, she's very thin and fit, and now she's got a little bit of a belly on her. And it was noticeable in that dress, especially from the side, not so much straight on.
I mean, to me, there was no question.
Right.
And if I were to see somebody with my build in that exact dress, I would know.
You would know?
Oh, yeah. Mm, I wouldn't say anything, but that's the thing. And so that adds an interesting... Honestly, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I think I did okay. Like, I could have been very, like, self-conscious and nervous all night. And I was like, who cares? I mean, these people get naked with strangers, and I don't know. It didn't bother me. But I also wasn't walking around naked.
Right. And I was also trying to relieve that, I guess, confusion or uncomfortable feeling by addressing it and mentioning that you were pregnant. So I did that a few times.
Yeah, when it came up, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I wasn't like, "Hi, I'm A, I'm pregnant." But if it got brought up somehow, like I think someone asked if we had kids, and you were real quick to say, "Well, we have two and one on the way."
Right.
Stuff like that. So that did kind of help, because it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not... I didn't just have a giant cheeseburger before I came. I'm actually pregnant.
But I think you did.
I probably did. That's not important. Anyway, I mean, it's different. It's not really good or bad. It's just different.
It's different.
It's different. Yeah, I mean, okay, so the actual party itself, we were there until, 2 a.m.? And it was...
Beautiful people.
Very beautiful people. And there was a point in the night where most of the girls changed out of their dresses and put lingerie on. And this is a group that gets together pretty often. And we kind of knew that that was kind of how the night would progress. Oh, everybody changes into something more comfortable. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to be the only person standing around with my clothes still on. And I kind of was. There was a few of us. But we did meet a couple that we had talked to, gosh, 2 years ago?
Episode 10.
Year and a good grief, you're amazing. Like a year and a half ago, I think, when they were just getting into things, and we've just missed connecting with them over the past year and a half, and so it was fun to catch up with them. And I like how the night played out there, because I was nervous that everybody was going to end up wanting to go upstairs and play, and I was going to feel, I don't know, awkward, or
you were going to be self-conscious of being pregnant at that point.
Yeah, and I think just because there were so many really pretty people that I didn't know, you know, it's just, not that I don't, I mean, anybody listening that's been pregnant, I mean, I felt sexy in that dress, but I don't know that I would have had that same confidence without it.
For those listening that don't get to see her, she's still gorgeous, and she doesn't look fat. She just looks a little bit pregnant, but she's still gorgeous.
I'm carrying your child, too. You have to remember that. Not everybody thinks that pregnant people are attractive.
I'm just saying, you're not that far along that you go, oh, damn, like, she's pregnant. Well, you're not that, like that. It's just...
But I'm also very used to taking a lot of pride and how hard I work to look the way I do, and so not looking like that is hard for me and my confidence.
We got a call from our friend George as we were leaving town, and we didn't see him this weekend, and it's been a while since we've connected with him, but we posted something on social media and he saw that we were in town, so he gave us a call, and he was telling us about some experiences he's had or has seen with pregnant women in the lifestyle. And they knew a couple, and they got pregnant and thought, oh, well, that's probably going to be the last of them for a while. And she was interested in still playing. In fact, they were putting out on the websites, on SDC, like, hey, we're pregnant, so if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they were finding that men were specifically seeking them out because they had a thing for it.
There's a whole section on it on, like, Pornhub.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, are you on some fetish websites, too?
Well, no.
No, I didn't mean for porn. I meant for meeting folks.
Yeah.
So he was saying that was, you know, that's fine. It's great. It's cool. Whatever. And even he admitted to playing with her while she was pregnant. And then he goes, but they kind of did it beyond the point of what everyone thought was appropriate, which, you know, and then it comes down to when is the appropriate amount of time.
I think it's whatever you feel. I mean, who cares if she feels good and she feels, you know.
Yeah, and if there's still people interested in being with a woman who's 8 months pregnant, then go for it. I think where the story really got comical was when he described that they had the baby and were still interested in playing, and they were new parents, first child, and would bring the baby along with them to go out with other couples.
Yeah, I'm out.
And then, you know, put the baby in another room while they were in the other room playing or in the hot tub. And he said it got really weird because, you know, the baby would make a move or cry. And then,
Well, I'm not one to solicit strangers anyway, so
definitely
not right now.
Right. I just thought that was a crazy story, and I definitely don't think we will be doing that. In fact,
to each their own.
Yeah. So as the night played out, we ended up going back to the hotel room with friends and had a fun evening in a smaller, more intimate setting. And, you know, I just knowing A and her fluctuating emotions and hormones, and, you know, I just realized that we probably won't be doing this much longer as far as playing while in the lifestyle. You know, I just realize on some level, I know part of what she's doing is for me, you know, like, and knowing how, I guess, volatile your situation is.
That word sounds so abrasive. How about unpredictable?
Unpredictable. I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I want to put her in that situation, because at times she's not the most outspoken person. And so if there's something that's not right, or, you know, and she's very conscientious of people. So I guess that's why I'm her husband, but I kind of feel like I need to kind of look out for her and think, we're probably not going to do this until after the baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough situation. And maybe we could tell the story that would give enough details for all the people that complain that we don't tell enough of the sexy details. And also mix that with the real life shit that's going on right now. And women out there will understand. I feel like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I'm overall a pretty balanced person compared to some women. Like, I don't, when I have that time of the month, I don't go crazy.
Oh, as far as emotions?
I'm not super, yeah. I mean, yes, I...
You have your moments, but
I have my moments, but what I'm trying to get at is...
They're not outside of the norm.
I feel like I control it pretty well, and it's still... In this situation, especially when we're in these environments, it becomes very painfully obvious how you're really not in control of some of the ups and downs of your, I don't know if it's hormones or, I don't know, my libido. I don't know what it is, but literally, and we can go into detail, but literally I can go from, this is so hot, I'm so glad that we're doing this, I'm having so much fun, to get off of me in like 5 seconds.
And nothing's changed.
And nothing
on that
has
other
changed.
Person's side.
And it's frustrating, and it feels like it's kind of out of my control. And I think that's...
Well, you've teased them with, I could give you details. So you're going to need to give details.
Right. Well, I just wanted to preface my story with, that's why, you know, I want to tell the story. And that's ultimately why you're coming to the conclusion that we may not be doing this. And it's not that anything bad happened and I'm like,
no,
oh, I can't do this anymore.
And we're with people that we trust and we're comfortable with.
It's just almost not fair to everybody else that I, you know, go into these play situations like, oh yeah, this will be fun. And then it's suddenly not. So I'm either kind of letting somebody down, or I'm doing something that I don't want to do.
Or in a split moment, you're doing something that you're having a blast doing. And then suddenly that moment's changed.
Yes.
And now I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
give some details.
I hope that makes sense.
I simply, in fact, we had a listener email about, you know, what we were talking about. And we've been getting a lot of emails and Twitter messages about, please, 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 please give us more details.
Yeah.
It's, you know, super hot and sexy when you guys do. And in our last episode, I just mentioned that you were on all fours with him when the other couple showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, just hearing about her being on all fours when the other couple showed up and you talking to them while she's doing that was hot. And I was like, really? I mean, I agree, but,
that,
you know, that's how desperate I think the listeners are to hear some details.
Well, I think we kind of glaze over because it's our life, but there's a lot of people that listen that want to know what that's like.
Yeah, what exactly is happening?
Yeah. So, okay, well, we were with a couple that we're comfortable with, that we're friends with, and that's kind of, like I said, my comfort.
Your safety net.
My safety net. I just don't want to be in a situation that I'm with somebody that I don't trust will at least
be
attempt
respectful.
To read my body and,
be
respectful.
Be respectful is, I think, the most important.
Yeah, because, like you said, I'm very sensitive, and like positions, for example, are sometimes not comfortable for me. So anyway, we're with this couple that we're very comfortable with, and we went back to our room from the party, and I'm trying to think how, well, I can tell you how things got started. I could not stand to be in my dress and my shoes another minute, so I was like, let's just cut to the chase here. Plus, it's 3 a.m. probably by now. And so
I was the last one to get naked.
You were. I walked in. I got in the door and stripped off my clothes.
Yeah.
So that helped get things started. We definitely didn't run into the situation we had last time we were in town where everybody sat around and nothing happened. I wasn't going to let that happen.
Right. So you get naked.
So I get naked.
And they followed suit. They're like, oh, yep. Kids at home. Let's do this.
Yep.
Next thing I know, I'm standing around trying to get the music going, and I'm the only one with clothes on. So yep. That's rare.
True.
So what happened?
So I was cold, so we actually started backwards with a little bit of a snuggle, which was nice. So
you
I
and
think
him,
we're yes
under the covers. Naked.
So he's busy keeping me warm,
snuggling.
And yeah, and I think you found other ways to keep her warm. And
it started with we were standing up. I was getting my clothes off and started making out, and then she went down on me, which was a lot of fun. And
you know, that's funny. Have you ever noticed? These are the things I think about when, one, I'm sober, and which we could talk a whole episode about the things you notice at a swinger party when you're not drinking.
Okay.
But that's another
story. So what
do you
notice?
So in that moment, I just remembered this. This is funny. I started thinking, whoever does whatever first, like, okay, so how I started things, I started going down on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized she did the same thing to you.
Okay.
And I started to wonder, do we mirror each other when we start? No, you're shaking your head. No.
Not necessarily. No. I think my kind of go-to is, well, it's different every time.
Because it seems like sometimes I'll kind of look and take an assessment. I'm like, we're doing the same thing. Like,
well, there's only so much you can be doing.
I know, but you know what I mean. Like, we usually start having sex at the same time. But there's probably on some level a little bit of a awareness of that because you don't want to finish before the other person.
Right, right. You kind of want to be on the
you
same
wanna,
timeline.
Yeah, you want to be on the same timeline. And anyway, that really isn't important.
I then put her on the bed and was going down on her. And I was like kneeling off the bed going down on her, and that way I could see you on top of him going down on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of nice to be able to take in everything that was going on while I was doing that. And then I think we proceeded to have sex first, and I think maybe he went down on you. And
mm-hmm.
But you were going to add some of your own personal thoughts on this, weren't you? Isn't that what was going on?
On what?
Why we were giving these details?
Oh, well, I mean, I was getting to how my roller coaster of emotions throughout the whole thing.
So here's, I'll kind of set the stage for you like this. I know with me, some days, certain angles, you're like, this isn't working, you know, this kind of hurts or this is uncomfortable. And then what I've also heard from you is different men with different shapes and sizes are okay with different positions, because sometimes I'll be like, hey, how come he could put your legs behind your head and I can't? And she'll be like, oh, well, it's because of this. And I'm like, well, I'm not seeing that. And then she'll be like, no, you know, you're different in this way and he's different in that way, and that's why it works with him and not you. And so with that being said, I think what I was, you can expand on this, but I think where you were going was you were in a position, I think you were maybe on your back. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, well, this isn't really feeling that good, or something was off, and so you tried to get on all fours, and you switched to your side.
Well,
and is that where you're going?
Kind of. So here lately with you, when you're on top of me, it's, I don't know if it's the way that you put your weight on me or what, but it's uncomfortable. And so we've been doing it from behind. And, you know, normally that hasn't been as uncomfortable, so that's kind of what we've been doing mostly
from
and
the
so,
side
right and so he's on top of me, and really I was thinking how strange that it's not as uncomfortable as it has been, so for whatever reason. Well, then we reposition and he gets kind of behind me on my side like we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tolerate it.
Hmm.
I was like, that's weird. Well, I know this is gonna work, so I flip over and I get on all fours, and he really is pretty, I don't know what the word is, but like, he gets a pillow and puts it in front of me.
Accommodating.
Like, he's very accommodating. And I was like, oh my gosh, that doesn't work either. What is going on here? And so we ended up flipping back on my back, and I think he even had my legs up, and it was fine. Like, that wasn't hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just in and it may have been around that time, just the flipping around and the realizing, like, I'm just not myself. It was like, what am I doing?
Well, and it was around that time that I could see your face. And I was reading, you know, I'm reading you going, okay, she's close to being done. And sure enough, you were. You were like, all right, this, you know, isn't, you pulled the plug. And but there was, I could tell there was a couple minutes of, you're in that state, and I'm thinking you're waiting for me to be done, you know. Yeah. Maybe you could just last until I'm done. And so I think I may have voiced something at that point, and you're like, yeah, guys, I'm sorry. And then you were kind of feeling bad for him.
Yeah.
And what I know about them and him is I think he gets as much enjoyment out of watching his wife as he does doing his own thing. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, something of that nature, just based on our interaction. So I knew, you know, it wasn't going to be a big deal if you were like, hey, I need to stop or whatever. And he even said that. So the funny thing that happened was, so this all goes down. And then I think you asked me, are you close? And I was like, well, I was kind of close. Like, I definitely wasn't wanting to stop at this point. And so she is like, yeah, well, let's keep on going. And so we get back after it. And now A and him are now like
watching you.
It's almost like that scene that our friends were describing, where at the Red Rooster, where the guys were sitting up close,
yeah,
watching.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, well, we'll just wait for the finish. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no way I could do this,
like,
with this kind of pressure.
We had a front row seat, like, we were just staring.
Yeah, just sitting next to us, staring at us having sex. But fortunately, I think I even mentioned, guys, I don't think this is going to work with all the attention on me. He grabbed a little pocket vibrator and put it on his wife while I was doing her, or handed it to me to use on her. And I realized, you know, it's great, but I think with all the attention on me finishing, I was not going to finish. So just, it didn't take very long, but a few seconds, I think he started touching you or you started touching him. But what unfolded was a pretty hot little scene for kind of thinking your night was done to, do you want to describe what played out?
I was just trying to figure out how you ended up with the toy, because he brought it over to me.
No, it started on her.
Oh, really?
And so then I think she put it on you or he put it on you. So A is now like at her head, laying perpendicular to us, and he is kneeling next to her, and he is using the vibrator on A while he's kneeling above her and A's stroking him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, this visual works pretty well.
Yeah, and this is better.
What's funny is A ends up climaxing. You seem to enjoy yourself pretty well.
Yeah, in fact, I had to restrain from, like, completely soaking the bed.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was our bed. And we were, like, up by our heads. And so I was thinking, oh, I can't, like,
you're going to squirt, and it's going to soak.
It's going to be all over where we're sleeping tonight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did still a little bit. It was, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. It was really hot to watch.
Yeah.
And then that was kind of the end of the night right there. Kind of wrapped it up. I think you went in the bathroom, and he came over to me with his wife, and we kind of played with her a little bit. And I think he was asking her if she wanted DP. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And I think she was thinking, I think she was probably considerate of you. Like, I think,
I wouldn't have cared.
So she was done, and we were done, and that was that. But it was fun. It was fun for us, maybe not being at 100% of our.
Yeah, I know. I felt bad for him, but, I think that's where I hesitate to do this again, because I feel like I put somebody in a position where.
I think that's more in your head than the reality, because, I mean, if you think about it, last time it was, well, if she's not feeling well, why don't you stay? So he would have been okay if it was just me and him and his wife. So I don't. Certain couples, I would think, yeah, this could be an issue. But with them in particular, I don't think it would be that much of an issue.
Yeah,
but
probably
I hear what you're saying. And And knowing how you are, that's why I'm saying we probably shouldn't do this until after you have the baby. Just because, you know, your potential discomforts are probably only going to get worse from this point on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Maybe you might become...
Maybe it gets better. Yeah, I don't know.
Horny and freaky and...
Yeah.
So we might have to get more creative or try some different things, but I don't know if we'll be coming down to Dallas again before the baby, but in fact, we were talking about it. Maybe, I don't know, have a massage guy come over and, you know, just do what you're comfortable with, or maybe just meet some local couples and go out. I was just going to say out for drinks, but you can't even drink.
It's okay.
So we'll, I think over the next, what, 6-8 months, we're probably going to either have to get creative or we're not really going to have much to talk about.
We'll have a lot of fun to make up for when we get to Mexico.
Yeah. So with that being said, our Mexico trip in November, what are we doing? November, we will be there the 14th through the 19th. But our crew of podcasters, we got a thing, and Swinging Down Under, the whole crew will be there from the 11th to the 19th. So we've had actually quite a few people signing up. People we know, friends, and people, just listeners that we will be friends with soon enough.
Yeah, and if you do sign up, send us an email. I mean, I enjoy that. I like...
I guess I should share that with you because we've had a few of those.
Well, thanks a lot. See, people, that's why I don't respond to emails.
That's not true. I send them to her.
Yeah, he does.
What I was going to say is we've had a couple people... I guess have some issues signing up through our site. If that happens, if you would please shoot us an email, tweet us, do something, I'll help, as opposed to going around to the actual club
Desire spot. Website.
So yeah, if you're having some issues about it, we've had a couple people email us about that. Just reach out to us and I'll help you out. But November 17th, no, why did I say 17th? We will be there the 14th to the 19th.
We'll be there on the 17th.
Yeah, can't wait.
It'll be fun.
In fact, we were discussing this. We'll probably have to do more Desire trips than...
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, than we have in the past, given our situation coming up.
Yeah, like at least twice a year.
Yeah.
I think twice a year is good. I feel like because this December rolled around and we had been December, June, and then it was December and I was like, ugh.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
Yeah. Well, why don't you explain what you were saying to me, just like the difference between going to a party like we went to, which was and going to Desire.
Yeah, that's good because there's probably a lot of people that would relate to this. I'm not feeling my usual sexy self. And being around the group of people that we were around at that party the other night, they were very, how do I describe?
Well put together, very well dressed.
Yes.
Very
beautiful people. And just in my normal state of being, I would be kind of intimidated. Like, wow, these are really attractive people. And so being a little off my game and feeling not as sexy, it's a little intimidating. And I wouldn't have felt as comfortable walking around in lingerie with everybody else. Not to mention I couldn't have my couple of drinks to loosen up. But I was telling T, I don't know why, but I feel like if I was in Mexico at Desire right now, I would have no problem. Like I can totally see myself walking around in... Well, bikini for sure, lingerie, pregnant. Like I feel like I'm more confident there. And I think it's because
it's more diverse.
Yeah. It's more diverse. There's people, there's all kinds of people. And that, even when I am feeling sexy, just that mind frame is just it just feels sexier because everybody's being themselves and it's, I don't know, more accepting, more...
Yeah, I was going to say it's a more of a chill atmosphere.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily on display, party.
And not to say that there's judgment. And I hate to say that with this, you know, like that group at this party. But, you feel like you might. I don't even know how to say that. You know what I mean, though. I'm not saying anything that nobody else would think. I just don't know how to put words to it.
Well,
maybe
I mean,
so.
These were really nice people. They're
I know that.
We were very, you know, it was even the host when we told him that you were pregnant. He was just super welcoming.
Super sweet. But yeah. I guess my point is just everyday people would feel, if you haven't been to Desire and you're thinking, oh my God, there's no way I would feel comfortable walking around and naked or topless or whatever, I promise you would.
Yeah.
Day two, you will be fine. And yeah. It's because it is so open-minded and so freeing.
And by day three, you won't have any clothes on all
No. And you wouldn't even know it just because everybody is walking around naked and nobody cares.
I never thought I would ever go to a nudist anything.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought I would be comfortable doing that.
Well, hell no. Me neither.
Suddenly, in this environment...
And now it's like a second home. Like, I would live there. So
right.
I guess I just wanted to say that because there's probably people that are like, oh, that sounds awesome, but there's no way I could do that. I promise you would.
Well, with that being said, some of the people that have emailed us that are going to go are just like we mentioned in the on the webpage. You know, it's all ranges of folks. So full-on swingers and then also some of our listeners who are just wallflowers. Who aren't swingers, aren't even lifestyle. They just
want to be around.
They want to be around the sexy environment, and they want a vacation where they can connect in the sexy atmosphere. And we have those people showing up as well as swingers. And that's kind of par for the course for the Desire vacation. I mean, you'll run into all those there anyways.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com. This episode will be 053. So that's thecuriouscouple.com/053. And you can email us, thecuriouscpl@gmail.com, or find us on Twitter. You can send us a message. But yeah, come join us. There's still spots available. I know they're filling up. It's not a large resort. And I know quite a few people have signed up on the other podcast page as well. So if you're interested, shoot us an email, and we look forward to meeting you guys. Got anything else?
That sums it up.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Fuck you later.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Curious Couple Podcast. Go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com, for links to all of our podcast episodes, their show notes, lifestyle website promos, travel deals, and much more. You can find us on Twitter at TheCuriousCPL, as well as email us at TheCuriousCPL@gmail.com. Check out Swingers Date Club, otherwise known as SDC.com, and put in our promo code 25648 for your free month trial. To take advantage of this trial, you can also just click the links on our website or on the podcast notes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Thanks again.